But the rock on the other side is lower, and there Charybdis thrice a day draws in the water, and thrice a day sends it forth again. Choose to pass near Scylla, for it is better to lose six of thy companions than that all should perish. Then thou wilt come to the island where feed the oxen of the sun. Beware that thy companions harm them not. Yet when thou comest to this island, if thou leavest the oxen unheard, thou shalt return with thy comrades to Ithaca. But otherwise thy comrades shall perish, and thou shalt return after a long time in a ship not thine own. Thou shalt find in thy palace, devouring thy goods, men of violence, suitors of thy wife. These shalt thou slay. The next day they departed, and all happened exactly as Circe had foretold. At length they came to the island where fed the oxen of the sun. Ulysses said, "Let us pass by this island, for here we shall find the greatest evil that we have yet suffered." But the men were weary of the sea and begged him to land, even if only for a day. "You force me to land," said Ulysses, "yet promise me that you will not take any of the oxen, for if you do, great trouble will come to us." So they promised, but for a whole month the south wind blew and they could not depart. When their meat and drink were gone, they caught fishes and birds, for they were pinched with hunger. At last Ulysses, being weary, fell asleep, and while he slept, his companions took some of the oxen and slew them. The sun god was angry and called upon Zeus for vengeance. 6 days they feasted on the oxen, and on the seventh they set sail. But when they were out of sight of land, Zeus brought up a great storm and the mast was broken. Then a thunderbolt struck the ship, and all the men fell overboard and perished. But Ulysses lashed the keel to the mast, and on this he sat, borne by the winds across the sea.